Mackenzie's teacher's face today is all sympathy and understanding, and again I want to kill Daniel for sending Julia to school yesterday, and Julia for telling Mrs. Wood who she is. I could not believe it when I got the call. There's a woman here claiming to be Daniel's girlfriend. And I had to swallow my pride and say, yes, she can take Mackenzie. Oh. Mrs. Wood's voice was so heavy with questions, my phone almost fell out of my hand. But I bit my cheeks and I refused to say more. All good then. And Mackenzie was made to go home with Julia. Today all those questions are jostling for a place on Mrs. Wood's face and I want to punch her. But instead I smile and say, lovely weather we're having. Mrs. Wood puts her hand on my arm and pulls me to the side. Claire, she says, it's none of my business what's going on at home, but it is important for us to know when there's a major change or disruption to a child's life so that we can manage it from school. I close my eyes for a moment because I know she's actually right. You're right, I say, but I don't offer any more. She waits a few beats for me to carry on to spill out my heart, but I just stand there smiling. Okay, then, she says. And I can see that not only have I failed to tell her what is going on, but I've also offended her. She wanted to be the one who got it firsthand. She wanted to be the one to tell them in the staff room and cluck to the other mothers in muted tones. I know her type. I also know they make dangerous enemies. It's hard for me to talk about, I say, touching her arm. I'll send you an email with all the important information that affects Mackenzie. I'm sure I can count on your discretion. I squeeze her arm so she feels she's important. And now she's glowing, and I add a mental note to the medley in my head to send the bloody email.